people. Like, I had an apprenticeship, and I am an engineer, and I started off at the age of 15, and I started literally on the shop floor, and that means that I was the tea boy. I worked in the stores, and in the stores I would learn what nuts and bolts were, what different pieces of equipment were, and how to judge the size of things and the threads of things. We have many threads in England: Whitworth, BSF, which is British Standard Fine. We have metric, of course, which you have. And we also had threads for special uses. And so you were taught, you went into, in my case, into inspection, where you learned how to use a ruler, how to use a micrometer, a vernier, and really how things were done. And you learned to inspect, which meant that you then knew how to do the job that you were going to do. I was brought up through all the machinery, from the screw cutter, the lathe, the miller, the hole cutter, the grinder, and then finished up actually manufacturing. In my case, it was locomotives, trains. And so you finished up in the fitting shop, putting all of these parts together. And towards the end of that, you went into the drawing office for a short period. Now, over here, the arts are considered very important, which I consider is to the case also. And more to the point, I think that if you learn your trade, your job, and you at the same time have the ability to do things, not just any old how, but with a certain amount of je ne sais quoi, so that you do a proper job. Not something that's very mundane and ordinary and it'll do. No, it won't. Try and do it so that it's just that little bit better. And it has a certain artistic temperament to it. So I think that's very important.